KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Gordo's Corner comes around again tomorrow morning at 9:10 with the Musers in the Morning, Dunham and Miller, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Today at the Texas Motor Speedway. It's the Bombardier 500 out here this weekend.
A lot of people out there on the infield camping out, Ron.
Right.
Getting ready for it. Getting ready for big weekend.
Well, are we ready to play our game?
I think we're ready. Yes, we are ready to play our game. This, of course, is round two of Who is Smarter, an 11-year-old or a stripper? And we found out last week, don't count out the stripper. Because the stripper kicked the 11-year-old's ass. And we are playing this the same way we played the Fun With games. Whoever gets the most questions right, we go around the horn and guess, wins that edition of the game. And whoever racks up the most points in the end does not have to spin the superhero wheel. Because in the end, five of us will be wearing superhero outfits for 2 days. One in studio and one on a live remote. So there's a lot on the line between the stripper and the 11-year-old.
Why do we have to do it in the studio? Why can't we just do one day on remote?
Because you need to walk into the building, Aquaman.
Yep, you do.
I want you to get in your car or your Batmobile, whatever the case may be on that day.
I think we should have to walk around the office and hand out candy to everybody and thank them for being a Susquehanna employee.
We all have to go up on 16 and shock everyone who doesn't know us up there.
You might be taking an invisible jet to work, Mike.
That's true.
All right, get on with this.
All right, so we're ready to play the game. Now, do we need to meet our contestants? Do we have any info on them?
Well, let's establish our point leaders. Right now, Greg, Snake, and Psycho each have one. Mike, myself, and our ticker guy, Kevin, have zero.
That is wonderful.
Now, the thing we're going to do is we'll play a question. We'll ask the question on the air, and it's up to us to decide whether we think that the kid will get it right, the stripper, neither, or both. So there's four possible answers to each question. We'll ask six questions. We'll go around the horn, starting with Greg, as the rotation moves this week.
That's wonderful, Danny.
And we can meet our contestants.
Well, let's go ahead and meet our stripper.
Okay.
All right, first of all, what's your name?
Tina.
Okay, and where do you work at?
Platinum Club.
How long have you been working there?
What?
On and off for about a year.
Okay, and what, do you have high school, or what's your educational?
Yeah, I graduated from high school.
All right, cool.
All right.
Is that it?
High school graduate from the Platinum Club.
Excellent. Would you like to meet the kid?
Yes, the 11-year-old.
Hi, Bethany. This is Jake. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so how old are you?
11.
And are you going into sixth grade?
Yes.
Okay, what school do you go to?
I homeschool.
Oh, you do? Okay. Are you ready to start?
Interesting.
Excellent.
Very good information to have.
Yes.
This one's going to be tough, I bet.
I don't think it is at all.
All right. Well, let's fire away, Danny.
Okay.
Are you loaded with the questions?
I have the questions, Snake Man. Number question one, who were the abolitionists in the Civil War? We're looking for what they did, what their movement was.
Not looking for a name like John Brown?
No. What did they
Frederick
do?
Douglas?
And we're looking for, they wanted to abolish slavery.
Greg?
Greg. Yeah, that's me. I think the 11-year-old get this.
Not the stripper?
I think that both of them will get this one.
Snake says both?
Mm-hmm.
I will go with the stripper only.
Mm.
Go with Bethany the home skillet.
Mm-hmm. Psycho?
I say both will not get this.
So neither.
That's Psycho. You need to phrase that as neither.
Thank you.
Michael? Give me both.
Interesting.
Let's go with the stripper first.
Who were the abolitionists in the Civil War?
Yeah.
They were the Union.
The Union?
Kind of.
No. Not kind of at all.
Kind of.
They were the Union.
Okay.
All right. Kiddo?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Hang on.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
No.
Okay, neither.
Dang it, dang
Psycho
it.
Psycho Dave.
That homeschooling's not working out.
No, it's not.
That's the easiest question that we'll ask all year.
Okay, question number two, Hammer.
Yeah?
Which way do longitude and latitude lines run on a globe? We're looking for horizontal and vertical, but vertical and horizontal in that order.
Longitude runs vertical, mm-hmm.
latitude
horizontal.
Is horizontal. That's what we're looking
for. Do they have to say which is which?
Yes, they do.
Neither.
Grego says neither.
Give me homeschool kid.
I'm going to go with both.
Homeschool.
Michael?
Well, what about
Psycho.
Oh.
I say both.
I'm going to bite down, swallow hard, and go with neither.
Interesting.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Okay, the longitude lines run,
horizontal,
and the latitude lines run vertical.
Wrong.
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 All right. Kiddo.
Go for the 11-year-old.
No.
Okay. Kiddo.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
So neither.
That family might need to look into putting her in a public
school. All right, leave her alone. These are tough questions.
These are tough questions, Hammer.
Yeah, you know, what an abolitionist is, yeah, it's tough.
She's
Grego,
11.
You're 48 years old.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
All right, you ready?
I lived in Virginia at the time.
What is .25 in fraction form?
Looking for four?
25%. Yeah.
Don't say, people out here. These are kids and strippers, all right?
So we're looking for 25%?
We're looking for one-fourth, fraction
one-fourth,
form.
Fraction form.
What is .25 in fraction form? Hammer.
I think they're both going to get this one.
Quota.
Stripper.
Stripper only?
Yep.
Give me both.
Neither.
Kevin Scott.
Psycho?
Neither.
Michael!
Give me both.
Wow. All right, stripper.
No, that's wrong.
Point. Oh, that's a quarter.
All right. Wonderful.
That's right.
A quarter. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kid?
Okay.
I don't know.
Huh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right. So kid only.
Yes.
I mean stripper only.
Stripper only.
Yeah, stripper
That's
only.
That's a point for the snake man.
Thank you. Do we have any point totals?
What is our tally?
Well, Greg, everybody has a point except for me and Kevin.
All right. Staring you down. I got you in my sights.
Okay, we ready for question number four?
Yep.
Who are the two men sent out to explore the Louisiana Purchase?
Lewis and Clark, right?
That's right, Greg. That's right.
All they need is Lewis and Clark.
That's all we need.
Meriwether Lewis or...
Fred Clark. Nope, we don't need that.
Frank Clark.
Dave Clark and his five
friends.
Minions.
I knew
Dick
somebody
Clark.
Was go with it.
Look how old he is.
All right, Hammer.
Neither.
Snake.
Neither.
Say both. Kevin and Scott.
Oh, man. I'm going to go for the 11-year-old.
Psycho.
I will go with the stripper.
Michael!
Neither.
Okay.
Good.
Kick it.
Lewis and Clark.
Ah!
Thank you, stripper. And kid.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh. So kid.
Who said stripper?
Me. Psycho.
God, Psycho.
So you're the only one that got a point on that, Corbin?
Psycho's in the
Psycho
lead.
Psycho did.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
All right.
I said neither.
Question five. Spell deceived.
B-E-C-E-I-V-E-D.
Does she know that I before E except when...
Don't know. That's the question.
She doesn't know anything else.
A lot of strippers have been deceived.
And a lot of them are deceivers.
But can they spell it?
But can they spell it? You know what? I'm going to go with both of them.
Really?
Hey, Hammer.
Give me the stripper.
Give me the kid only.
Neither.
Kevin Scott, Psycho.
Give me neither.
Michael.
Stripper.
Stripper only?
Ooh, I've got a chance to steal here.
Go ahead.
Correct.
Stripper.
D-E-C, Ivory, something. D-C-I-E-V-E-D.
Damn it!
Damn you!
Damn stripper!
Damn stripper, hope you have to strip forever.
Let's listen to see if the kid knows it.
Okay.
D-C?
Yeah.
Okay. D-C... No. Okay. I don't know.
Family really needs to get her.
Come on, Greg.
Hey, I'm just saying.
What subjects are they studying?
Maybe she's nervous.
Shopping? What's she studying?
Did Psycho get another point?
Yes. Psycho has this thing won.
She's got like six periods of recess. Ask her about kickball or something.
Psycho has this thing won, hands down. There's nothing that can happen on this last question, but let's play anyway. All right, question number six. At what temperature does water freeze Fahrenheit?
Both. Oh, go ahead, Greg.
Snake has deducted a point for answering out of
turn.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
You know what?
Exactly.
You know what?
No, from the last game.
I'm going to get, although it doesn't matter, I'm going to go with the stripper. I don't think this kid knows when the sun comes out.
Come on, Greg. Snake Man.
Both. The kid will know this. I have faith in the kid and the homeschooling system of America.
You know what? I've answered both on three out of the last five, and haven't gotten one point, so I'm going to say neither.
Give me Tina.
Stripper only? Fisco?
Give me neither.
Stripper.
Echo.
Stripper. Stripper will know this.
Come on. Go ahead. Play the stripper.
No. That's wrong. Sorry.
D-E-I-V-E-D.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
Zero.
That's Celsius.
What?
That's 3-0 in Celsius. It's 32.
Oh, Celsius. Okay, 32.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right, kid.
I'm not a good speller.
That's all right.
Really?
All right.
I don't know. I got all of them wrong.
Yeah!
Okay. Yay!
I got a point. Well, Psycho wins with 4 points. Everybody else has one.
Wow.
Nice job, Psycho Dave.
That puts Psycho Dave in the lead, right?
That does put Psycho Dave in the lead.
Good boy, Psycho.
Once again, the stripper outguns the 11-year-old. Not by much, but...
Which proves, don't underestimate the stripper in this world.
How are the parents going to handle it when this kid flunks homeschooling? Do you can the teacher? Do you teach him in the bathroom
that
now?
That kid was nervous.
Yeah,
Come
the kid
on.
Was nervous. That kid's going to be fine.
I don't think so.
Every question, Lewis and Clark,
she's,
you know what? 32 degrees.
It's one thing to have a screw-up here and there, but every one of those questions, good God.
I wouldn't have known any of those.
You wouldn't have
11-year-old.
I guarantee you would have.
I wouldn't have known any of them.
You wouldn't know when water freezes?
No,
Jordan knew that stuff when she was 4 years old.
Well, she's
love
smarter.
You, Daddy.
I wouldn't known any of it. Leave the kid
you
alone.
You would have too.
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I don't know half of them now.
Right. I'm just waiting for y'all to answer them for me.
You don't know how to spell deceive. I can promise you it's not D.C. I can promise you that.
Maybe that's what she thought
she said.
She
meant it was Washington, D.C.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations,
Psycho David.
She probably didn't even know what Washington, D.C. is.
Oh, she does, too.
That's a smart kid.
Okay.
Trust me.
You're going to put your...
All right, coming up next, Is the BCS changing for the better? We'll look at that here on the ticket.